You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We Stand on Guard surges in sales. Ultimate Spider-Man tops January graphic novels. Vision and Scarlet Witch reunite in new series. This is Comic Book Club News for February 11, 2025. The biggest comic of 2025 so far, maybe 2015's We Stand on Guard, by Brian K. Vaughan and Steve Scroce. The six-issue series finds the United States going to war with Canada in the future and is finding new life thanks to recent world events. Said Vaughan via a press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, "Many of my proudest collaborations have been with Canadian creators, and it was a particular thrill to finally work with the legendary artist Steve Scroce. So I'm grateful that readers have been revisiting our nightmarish war story, which we hope remains fiction." While Image Comics did not provide any specific sales figures for the book, the publisher did note that for both the trade paperback and hardcover edition, quote, "orders piling up this week exceeded total sales for the title in the past year. The limited edition deluxe hardcover is currently nearing a complete sellout at the distributor, and copies of the paperback are flying off the shelves at record speed." Taking place 100 years in the future, the book finds Canadian citizens fighting off the invading force from the U.S. and the United States super robots, so it's not directly applicable to the current situation. Hopefully. Ultimate Spider-Man Volume 1 was once again the best-selling graphic novel of the month for January 2025. It previously held that slot for September and October of 2024, before falling all the way to number 2 for November and December. Per ICV2, January's number 2 slot was taken by a new collection of Doctor Doom Books of Doom, written by Ed Brubaker with art by Pablo Raimondi, featuring a new introduction by Brubaker. While the series originally came out in 2005, the blurb for the collection explicitly teases a connection to Robert Downey Jr.'s casting as Dr. Doom in the MCU, which may have helped with the sales ranking. Just a little bit. January was a bit of a lighter month for DC, though four compact comics editions charted, as well as the collection for Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, likely as the movie adaptation started filming last month. Image Comics had a strong showing in January with Transformers, The Power Fantasy, Falling in Love on the Path to Hell, Department of Truth, and G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, all making the top 20. IDW's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin and Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees held on strong for the umpteenth month in a row, and the DC vs. Marvel The Amalgam Age Omnibus continues to sell like gangbusters, at number 7 on the units sold chart and number 1 on dollars earned. The Vision and Scarlet Witch are getting back together to celebrate the 50th anniversary of their wedding in a new 5-issue limited series from Marvel. Written by Steve Orlando, with art by Lorenzo Tometa and Jacopo Comagni, the series finds Vision mortally wounded, so the Scarlet Witch, per PR quote, resorts to extreme measures to save his life, and the results are unlike anything either of them expected. Maybe Vision becomes a real boy. While the team didn't share many more details, this new title is actually a continuation of the multiple Scarlet Witch series and miniseries by Steve Orlando, which Marvel has already been releasing, including the currently running series, which will end with Scarlet Witch number 10 in March. This new series hits stores beginning on May 21st. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and this will be the final episode of Comic Book Club News, but stay tuned tomorrow for an all-new number one podcast titled Comic Book Club News. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.